So as you lie back down into the earth, you relax the muscles into the mat, being completely supported. Okay. Just let the eyes be soft, comfortable. Bring your point of concentration to the tip of the nose. And then from that space, just let there be an ease through the whole visage, through the whole facial features. Let that sense of relaxation just kind of radiate out across the muscles of the face and relaxing the cheeks, the tongue, and all throughout that whole system. And just do a quick check-in from heel to toe and crown to fingertip. Just let all the physical elements become part of the earth. So the physical body is still relaxed. Okay. And now we're going to take our psychic seat. Just keeping the physical body still, draw your mind's eye to the Trikuti point, midpoint between the eyebrows. And just let the mind sit there. It's a very natural place for the mind to reside. We think the mind is there, and it generally is there at that spot. And just kind of let it be fixed right at that spot. And the whole here, the idea is not to let the mind wax or wane or ebb and flow, or let it not letting it dissipate. Just get it harnessed and set right at that spot. And lengthen the respirations. Until the respirations are very long, very silent, and the mind is perfectly effortlessly seated delicately at its perch. And then from that psychic point, we're going to go inwards. Dipani in Sanskrit means to light the lamp within, to see inside the layers of the mind and find that internal treasure. And here we're going to the Ajna Chakra, which is the real seat of the mind, where the mind naturally resides. It's right in the center of the head. So just from that outer point, from that Trikuti point, just start to guide the mind to its natural home all the way within. So you're using that sense of intuition, that bodhi-gyan, to move through the outer layers of the mind of chitter-chatter and distraction and find that pool of consciousness inside. And becoming perfectly established at that introverted point in the center of the mind. Just bask at that place of consciousness within. The point that you're striving towards, or the point that you've reached, is the Ajna Chakra. It's a psycho-spiritual hub, part of the central nervous system, but a psychic space, kind of like the relationship between mind and brain. The mind is psychic, the brain is physical. The physical presentation of the Ajna Chakra is the pituitary gland, which is like considered a master gland of the physical body. It does so many things. But the gland is affected by mind. It's affected by body too, but also by mind. And by any type of meditative journey into the Ajna Chakra, you will automatically balance that master gland, that pituitary gland. So I'll give you a few more deep breaths, deep inside, to go into that experiential place once again. And at some point, I'll just let you ease into your natural practice of Shavasana as you close out your yoga morning here.